Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio. My name is Paul Segretto, CEO of Franchise Foundry, a proud sponsor of Social Geek Radio. Now, if you're really ready to geek it out, I'd like to introduce you to Social Geek Radio's hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Monson.
Well, hi, Jack Monson and Social Geek Radio listeners. This is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston.
And hello, Deb Evans and Social Geeks. This is Jack Monson of Minolto coming to you live tonight from Washington, D.C. How you doing, Deb?
I am doing great. Since last week, the Houston rains have stopped and the sun is back out, and it's that typical, you know, it's going to be 90, and the weather you don't like, the weather I love. And I was without internet for a week, Jack. I was without internet for a week. I was climbing the walls.
Wow. I mean,
yeah.
Water, okay. No food, okay. But okay. No internet? That's not acceptable. You've got to have an emergency plan put together.
Right. And because
How did you fare without internet for that length of time? What did you do?
It was tough. I mean, the phone is great, but of course I was sucking up all my data because I was using my phone, you know, as the hotspot and all of that. So it's like, okay, I gotta be strategic about this. and I couldn't go go to Starbucks or whatever. You think, okay, that's fine. I'll just pack up my computer and I'll go find some free Wi-Fi. But because of all the water, fortunately, we weren't flooded. But to get anywhere, the roads were flooded. So it's like, okay, well, plan B won't work. But, you know, AT&T came out. We got our U-verse going. And when I went to return the AT&T box, because they make you, you know, take it to UPS and say, okay, ship the bad one. There was like 10 other people there. So it wasn't just me. Even though I felt like it was just me. It was just me. But
I'm very lucky.
Sure,
there
were
a lot of people who were, I'm sure there are a lot of people who are jonesing for everything from, you know, Facebook updates to Netflix to everything else. So, so good. I think maybe in the future we should do a Social Geek disaster preparedness show on, you know, how do you have things backed up? How do you have, you know, a few episodes of your favorite shows downloaded?
There you
so
go.
If you do have power, you can at least watch something and you know, maybe some tips on not using your data or dividing it up amongst the family when you're in the storm shelter. So I'm glad everything came out okay. And now you're back live and you're back on our topic tonight is Periscope. Are you back periscoping this week?
Oh yeah. I definitely got to catch Periscope. So it's certainly one of those new social platforms that everybody's still testing. They're trying to figure it out, and you know, you see all kinds of scopes out there of you know, people, you know, certainly what they're eating, what they're doing on vacation, but then marketing, and it's I really want to encourage folks, and certainly franchisors, since we're going to talk about franchising, to look at it, learn through the discovery, see what's out there, see what everybody's doing, and just figure it out, because it's one you can get sucked up into it. So like today, I saw some great scopes on, you know, Periscope itself and how to do these videos, because it's video. But then I saw, you know, somebody who was on vacation. He was in New Mexico, and he was climbing one of the peaks, and he was on a tram. And it was the world's largest tram I have ever seen. Sandia Peak, I think it was, in New Mexico. Gorgeous. I was getting altitude sickness just watching his Periscope.
Right.
But it's live streaming, so it's – it's just, it's certainly a platform that I think in franchising would be great way to capture live streaming video and then recycling it, repurposing it, and uploading it to YouTube to have it, you know, for marketing purposes.
Are you seeing many brands on Periscope right now putting anything out there?
No. I see marketers. I see a lot of social media community managers or people that do social media. So those, you know, like you and myself, you know, we're learning how to do it and then recommending brands or organizations and businesses how to use it. So, again, I think that's where if franchisors hear this and they jump into it when it's new, as we did with Twitter or Google Plus, they're going to be ahead of that group, you know, should this really go off. It just was just released to Android users, so you see a lot more Periscopes now. And it's funny, we're back to, okay, so iPhone users have had it for a couple weeks since the beginning of April, I think it was. And we figured it out. You know, a lot of us that are using it say, okay, we know how this is. Well, now you're watching Periscope videos and people going, okay, I don't know how to turn my camera around. I don't know what the hearts are. I don't know. I don't know how to unlock it. It's like, so they're these poor Android users. I'm like,
is this thing
going
on?
The
are
pain.
We live? Is this happening? Yeah.
Right. But there's a lot more broadcasters now. So, you know, sooner or later, we're going to see, you know, your bigger brands, McDonald's or Subway or Starbucks or whoever, figure it out. So why not the smaller franchise brands figure it out sooner and quicker and use it?
Right. Why not be on the why not
the
be
leading
on the leading edge of that instead of the trailing edge of some other channel? For instance, you know, we still talk to brands, franchisors who, you know, still haven't done anything on Google Plus, and maybe they're on Facebook, and maybe they're on Twitter. But if you ask them about, you know, Instagram or Pinterest, and the answer is, yeah, we're thinking about our plan. Yeah. We're going to get into it, you know, sometime this year. Well, the year's half over. You know, we're going to move in that direction towards Pinterest or towards Instagram or something like that. And it's like, you know what? Take the chance. Skip a step. I'm not saying never get on Pinterest or Instagram, especially if you've got a brand that has a nice visual. But maybe take a leapfrog tactic and jump into something like Periscope. And if you've got a brand that, you know, you've got some nice visuals and everybody's got a story they can tell, jump into it now. You can always go back and still do Pinterest or Instagram, you know, when you can afford the time. But it might be interesting to be one of the leading brands on this brand new but very popular technology ahead of McDonald's and Subway and Taco Bell, Starbucks. You know, maybe be a pioneer in that area. So, I know that takes a little bit more courage than jumping into something that seems like it's already there. But you know, if you haven't made time for one of the established ones yet, you know, maybe do yourself a favor and jump into something else. And you know, I loved what you said about learning through discovery and just experimenting, because if you jump into it, and by jumping into it, seriously, just load up some stuff and make a few videos. If you don't find it's doing anything for you, or you find it, it's not reaching the right people, you haven't really lost much other than, you know, 30 seconds of time here and there. So yeah, experimentation, I think, is the key.
Yeah, and I think, you know, probably the fear, and even with myself, when I say, okay, I'm going to do a Periscope today, you know, because it's video and it's live video, you know, you have to be ready, and not everybody wants to have a video camera pointed at their face, and that's what Periscope is all about. It's that live stream, and it's you talking to people you can't see. You know, you can't see them. You see little names popping up saying, you know, that you've got 3 or 4 or 247 people watching your scope and, you know, asking you questions. And so you're interacting by, you know, they're asking questions via, you know, like a chat, and then you have to verbally answer. But it's that engagement. So I'm now following people on Periscope. Now, most Periscope users are Twitter users. But I'm finding a whole new group of folks that I was not following on Twitter. And now I am following on Twitter because I've connected with them on Periscope. So, you know, we've talked about these social platforms before where you say, I've got my Twitter friends, and I have my Facebook friends, and I have my Instagram friends, and I've never met them in person. So it's building that, it's a new community of social media people that, you know, have the same thing in common. They have a message, they want to tell a story, and they're using this platform to tell it. So I'm going to be working with our franchise brands, and actually I'm going to be with one tomorrow, and we're going to do a Periscope because it's just, it's perfect. So you do the Periscope, the live stream. One of the tips, since we said we're going to give out tips, one of the things I'd say to everybody is make sure that when you do your Periscope live stream that you click the option to download the scope that you just recorded to your camera. So most folks are doing it from their smartphone. You can do it from the iPad, but sometimes it's a little glitchy. So you do it with your camera on your phone, and that's what it's made for. And so it's not perfection. It's a smartphone. You download it, you save it there, and then you turn around and you repurpose that. You can upload the raw footage to Facebook, which we know Facebook likes the raw video. You can put it on YouTube. You can give it tags. You can give it a longer description. And then you can share it. So then you've got it on YouTube to share because it only lasts on Periscope for 24 hours. And then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So
if it's a good video, you want to share it on Facebook and you want to share it on YouTube. And you want to, you know, maybe save it and someday you're going to put it on your website or somewhere else.
Right.
But if it isn't exactly the story you wanted to tell or it isn't exactly the video that you want people to see in the future, you don't have to.
You delete it.
Right? That seems to me like sort of the no-brainer of all of this is if you take a lot of videos, you can decide which, you know, save them all to your camera roll and then make a game time decision of, is this something we want to put on Facebook for our larger audience or not? And you know, the biggest complaint I hear from brands is they supposedly just don't have time to create content. Well, it doesn't get much easier than taking the phone out of your pocket, hitting the record button, and then after that, hitting the, you know, save to camera roll feature. So, you know, that's about the easiest content you could possibly create. So I love that idea of saving it and then repurposing it to any or all places after that.
Right. And, you know, the chances are because it is live streaming. So, you know, what are the chances that, okay, you and I say, let's shoot a Periscope right now. When you do start Periscope, it'll go to, if you click the Twitter button, it will go to Twitter and say live on Periscope, or I'm streaming live on Periscope now. So, okay, well, someone happens, you know, in your stream, in Twitter stream, to see that you're filming, and they'll watch it. So a lot of the views from Periscope, you will get live views. You may get one, you may get, you know, hundreds. But a lot of the views come afterwards because it does sit on Periscope for 24 hours. So there are people all over. Now, you and I talked about this before. You know, they're in Germany, they're in Australia, they're in the UK, in different time zones. And they're looking at Periscope and they're looking through to see who's streaming or who did a stream. And then they're watching the replays. So one of the things I would recommend to anyone that does a Periscope to remember before your 24 hours is up and it disappears is to go in and look to see who watched it, who watched the replay. So because you're going to get a lot of new followers from the replays and a lot of, you know, folks that have commented or viewed it, and it's pretty interesting. I mean, I think I went from, you know, you go from zero followers on Periscope. I think I have 70 now because I've done seven.
Wow.
I've only done seven scopes, and these are 70 most. I think there's like three people or four people I know, but people I've never met before. So then I want to go and I want to see who are my followers, what are they doing on Periscope, should I follow them, what are their topics. It's really, it's a very interesting community.
Yeah, it seems to me like a good practice at this point might be just to get some scopes out there, take some video, even if you're just, you know, kind of messing around and testing how it works, because you're going to get followers just by the mere fact of broadcasting something, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know that a year from now that'll be the case. You know, you to get 70 followers a year from now, you'll have a lot more videos that you have to compete with that those 70 people are going to be watching right now.
Right.
So
right.
So it seems right. like sort of a like an easy time to you know get new followers. You know, I liken it to how long ago were people jumping into scanning
QR codes.
Yeah, how soon we forget, right? But you know that was a phenomenon for a while. Didn't last as long as many of us had hoped. And the technology is kind of evolving, and it's not really going away so much as it's turning into you know facial recognition type stuff. But there was a while there where any QR code you put out was going to get scanned just because people wanted to check it out and they were messing around with the functionality on their phones. So they were scanning anything, you know.
Yeah.
And I think this sort of takes that you know novel idea, but it takes it to a next level because once somebody follows you on Periscope, it's not like they're going to go rushing in to unfollow you for any particular reason.
Correct.
So
mm-hmm.
if you can get some early followers in a very easy way right now, I think, you know, the faster you can jump into that scene, the better, because like I said, how much effort will it take to get that same number of followers a year from now? It could be really difficult. You know,
right.
Imagine the amount of competition you have in capturing followers on a Facebook brand page these days, right?
Right.
So those early followers, I think, are some of your best.
And you know, folks are using hashtags because, you know, so if you've got a hashtag that you use within your brand, you're going to put it in the title of your Periscope recording. And you can search, you know, you can do an advanced search on Twitter and find out, you know, what are people talking about so that when you're trying to figure out, well, who am I going to follow on Periscope and what am I going to view? I opened it now and I went to the global, and it's amazing how many live Periscope videos are going on right now that you could just sit and watch this all day long. You know, they talk about mm-hmm. fundraising. They talk about, you know, their communities and of course, you get sunsets and things like that, but
yeah.
The tips and tricks on selling. It's like there's a lot of entrepreneurs on here that have some wonderful suggestions that they're willing to share. Somebody to talk to. They look at their camera and they just
yeah, talk. Yeah. And you know, it just kind of blows me away that brands aren't jumping in here as much as individuals are yet. And it would be a great way, you know, in a non-advertising mode for a brand to go in and, you know, really be, you know, the first pizza place that's actively broadcasting on Periscope and maybe, you know, showing their products and, you know, tips on baking a pizza and, you know, how to grate the cheese, right? You know, it's like nobody's doing that yet. And if you're a pizza franchise, why not be the first one to do it? The overall cost is going to be a few minutes of your time. So
right.
I just can't encourage some of these brands to check it out fast enough. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight we're chatting about the benefits of Periscope, specifically some tips for franchisors and franchise brands in jumping on board the Periscope train and getting going with your scoping plan. Deb, what are some other tips that you've got for folks as far as, you know, your experience in using Periscope so far?
So, you know, the biggest, it would be, I see a lot of Periscope videos without a title because you kind of get lost. You open up Periscope, and what it says is, it says, what are you seeing now? And I think people are reading that literally. You know, what Facebook says, what are you thinking? Always, they change it every once in a while. But so that little section that says, what are you seeing now? They're not really asking you, what are you seeing through your camera? They want you to type in the title of your Periscope video that you're doing. And so folks should be very strategic about what the title is, because as now we get so many new Periscopes going, we want to say, you know, what interests me? You know, entrepreneurs, franchising, you know, get those keywords in there so that someone will, that Periscope, and watch it. The
title is the most important thing, because that's
right.
What people are going to be looking at and making a decision of, am I going to watch this or not? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then again, you know, folks were asking today, well, you know, why are hearts? What do the hearts represent? Well, Facebook has the like, Periscope has hearts. So if you like what you're watching, and you certainly should watch a lot of Periscopes before you jump in and do one yourself so you can get the feel of it, is you tap your screen and you're telling them you like what they're sharing. So that's why the hearts. Make sure that you, when you open up Periscope and you hit that start broadcast, it's paused for a minute, because what happens is the camera, it will be a front-facing camera. So it's going to be grabbing a thumbnail of whatever your camera is looking at. So I was positioned something in front of there, whether it's a Social Geek Radio mic or my business card. And then once you hit start broadcast, pause for a second, and then double tap your phone screen so that the camera flips around and faces you, if you want to be talking to your audience. Because a lot of times if you don't flip your camera, you will see in the chat, they'll say, double tap your screen and flip your camera. They want to see you. I've done Periscopes early in the morning at 6 o'clock, and I don't want them to see me. But that doesn't end. And they'll tell you, it's like, well, we want to see you. They want to see who's talking. They just don't want to hear it. They want to see you. So it's like, I don't do any more of those that early. Keep that in mind.
But I think that's important. If you start your broadcast, that pause when you start your broadcast, so that's the image that it will grab for a thumbnail, first image that you record on.
I think that's a
phenomenal tip, because... Yeah, got it. So I think that's a great tip to, you know, first start it on something, whether it's a logo or... you know, a picture of your location or, you know, something that's going to, you know, really signify what it is you're talking about. Because if you do a bunch of these and every one of them just starts, you know, on your own face, they're all going to look the same, right? And unless you're in drastically different locations and backgrounds. And, you know, so I think that's a great idea to focus on something different or something, you know, something branded. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the idea of it, making sure that's branded. Today I did one today to promote the IFE. So we know the International Franchise Expo is coming up in June. And I'm thinking, you know, I see so many Periscope videos from entrepreneurs and about entrepreneurship. So I'm like, wow, do they know that IFE is coming up? So I just did a quick 2-minute one. I started it with showing my IFA 2015 badge that we had. It had my name, had my title. It showed IFA's logo. So that was my opening. That was my screenshot. And then I quickly gave everybody information about IFA, a website that they could go to, and the dates of the IFA. And then I saved it to my camera roll, uploaded it to YouTube, put more information in there, and then posted it, you know, on the Franchise Founder YouTube channel. So it's, you know, it's a dual purpose. I got on Periscope, and then I saved it to YouTube so that we can play it. And I'll do some more of those. You know, the idea is to give information and share some tips that the audience, not just a sales pitch. It's, you know, something that's valuable for them.
Yeah, that's great. And speaking of IFE, that is coming up in just a couple of weeks at the Javits Center in New York City. I believe that starts on the 17th of June. Is that correct?
17th or the 18th. I think the actual trade show or the exhibit hall opens up on the 18th. There's lots and lots of one exhibitors. If you're an entrepreneur and you're looking for a franchise brand, that's the place to go. But there's a lot of seminars. That's one thing about those expos is there are so many seminars that are free, and there's some paid seminars. There are great educational sessions that people should be taking advantage of. And so you have to go to the ifeinfo.com website to see, one, who's exhibiting, and then, two, the 2 days of the educational sessions.
Right. And let's give a shout-out to, I believe it's on the 19th of June, that's the Friday, a couple of our good friends, Paul Segretto of Franchise Foundry, who opened the show tonight, and also our good friend Lee Plave will be speaking together again, talking about digital media and franchising and social media and how it all sort of works together. I believe that's on Friday the 19th. So if you're at the IFE, you absolutely want to show up. I think it's in the morning and hear what Paul and Lee have to say about the subject. So
yeah, it's 9 to 12:30. So yeah, they open up Friday.
Excellent.
With one of the educational seminars. Yeah, it is a
All right,
great
very good.
Expo,
and you know,
so,
maybe I'll open up if the gentlemen don't mind, maybe I'll open up a Periscope and do a little live broadcast of their seminar there at the IFE.
That would be great because I won't be able to be there. So I would love for you to do that so I can watch live.
All right.
You're hooked.
Consider it done.
You just committed, so that's great. So yeah. And I think we'll start to see more of those. And I've seen a lot of live broadcasts on Periscope from conferences and conventions. Now, that's the downside. I heard someone say from a franchise brand the other day that that's one thing they worry about is that, you know, somebody's going to be sharing that information out there. Well, you know, they could share it anyway, whether it's Periscope or they just film it on their camera. So, you know.
Absolutely. We you know, it's just faster and easier, but the reality is if someone's speaking in public and any you know, public conversations we have on these panels that we do, you know, with the IFA and other places, just know that whatever you're saying is going out to the public, and that means it's going out worldwide. And whether it shows up on a live Periscope feed or it shows up on a YouTube video or whether it shows up on a podcast like the one we're on right now, it's going to be out there. So if you're in public, no complaints about someone recording you and putting it on social media because it's just going to happen. Let's just get used to it. So, about time to wrap it up for the night tonight, Deb.
Yes,
but
sir.
Any final thoughts or anything else as people are jumping in that you want to point out and make sure that they're aware of when it comes to scoping?
Just do it. Learn through discovery. View them. Throw out some good, you know, Periscopes yourself. Certainly, let me know. I'd love to see who's got the Periscopes out there, and if there's any questions, I'm happy to answer those as well. So, good luck. It's
very
lots
good.
Of fun.
And I would say if you're doing it as your brand, let us know as well because we'd love to chat with you about it and see how it's going and hear what your results are, and you know, we'd be interested in following you. So if anybody's doing this on behalf of their brand, you know, let us know about that.
Yes, sir. All right, Jack. Well, we will talk next week. I'm looking forward to it. And good night, everybody. Have a great evening.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Bye-bye.